sparing no expense, we've flown Pam Campbell in from Columbia Central. The pride, I've just learned, pride of Lansing Everett High School. Close personal friend of Magic Johnson. Who knew?
That's
you know,
right.
Tomorrow's his birthday.
Yeah.
You get a card or anything?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Magic. Yeah, my kids went to his basketball camp when he used to do basketball camp up in Lansing.
So. Give me a Lansing Everett story.
Oh, just a lot of fun stuff up there. We had lots of great basketball during that time.
Yeah,
and
I would say so.
Really great football as well. And the basketball players weren't allowed to play football. So
what? Come on.
No, they weren't. But because you were trying to keep them. But we had like special classes that, you know, we taught little kids basketball and stuff like that so that, you know, you could take basketball like three times a day. So if you were like, if you loved basketball, yeah, it was a great time to be a Viking. But today, it's a great day to be a Golden Eagle, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Superintendents met yesterday. Can you give us a little thumbnail recap of what happened?
Yes. Everyone is so excited about starting school. I think the concern is, you know, we have a lot of children who...
And everybody's nervous.
That's right. Everybody has heightened concern. We really have taken a lot of steps to make sure that kids are safe from having masks. At Columbia Central, we have Golden Eagle masks for all of our teachers, all of our students. Everybody will get a face covering that has the Golden Eagles on it. We have outdoor open houses coming up and a lot of sanitizer and cleaning protocols. And just, you know, we want kids to bring a water bottle. So, you know, not drinking out of drinking fountains. We have bottle fillers in our schools. And Columbia has air conditioning. So not only is that great just for comfort, but it comes on a couple hours before school starts, and it stays on after the kids leave. So it allows the air to turn over and to really clean the air with HEPA filters. So we're pretty excited about school starting, and we've got K-12 virtual as well as our options program, which has always been blended learning and virtual, but we have face-to-face. So our elementary kids are going to go 5 days a week face-to-face, and they get to see their teachers. They really get to learn. But if you want to have your child stay home and do the Learn at Home program, you can, and we are providing Chromebooks for all of our students, even the little itty-bitties. So we're really excited about it. There's open houses. Some of them are virtual. Some of them are outdoor events. You can check out our myeagles.org website and get all that information. So we're just so appreciative of our community. We will provide lunches for kids that do virtual, so you can opt for that as well. And we'll send you 5 days worth of lunches home. If you're free and reduced lunch and, you know, you live with your grandma and you're concerned about bringing home something to her, you need to have lunches. And so we want to make sure that we take care of all of our families.
So generally, countywide, that's kind of the way it shapes up. There's probably, little differences here and there. But it sounds like everybody's kind of working in that direction.
That's right. We all have a virtual as well as face-to-face.
And options.
Right. And options within that. And so at Columbia, we're going to do a 9-week pilot for our high school because we're doing flipped classrooms. And so Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, the high school students will come 7 through 12. They'll actually come face-to-face, and then the learn-at-home students will actually be learning at home. But on Wednesday, everybody's going to learn at home. And the reason for that is because it gives our teachers an opportunity to do meetings with kids and make sure that everybody is succeeding to a high level. And so, you know, usually you've got 7 classes and you're just zipping through first through 7th hour. And so this will give the teachers an opportunity. You know, if Johnny Smith, he's struggling in his geometry history class, he can schedule in on Wednesday to meet with his teacher at 10 o'clock or at noon or whatever, and it'll give those teachers an opportunity to really give some one-on-one attention to those students. So we're doing that, and it's a 9-week pilot, and we'll see how that goes. We'll check with parents as well as the teachers and the students and see how they like that. Our K through 6 kids, they'll be there 5 days a week, and we have dedicated, at the K-6 level, we have dedicated teachers that are just going to do the learn-at-home students, and so you're either have a teacher that has all learn-at-school or with a face-to-face, or you'll have a teacher that's dedicated for that virtual environment.
Did you ever dream?
No, I didn't, but we have talked quite a bit because we've been approached quite a few times by homeschooling parents, K-6, that wanted a curriculum and were interested in the kind of things that we were offering over at Options. And so we have a great curriculum for our Learn at Home students. It's the Accelerate curriculum, and you can get that link right off our website. We have a live feed, so when you scroll down below the pictures, we have a live feed and a news feed. And in those areas, you can get those links and learn all about what's going on at the schools, as well as our Columbia Elementary and Columbia Upper Elementary Facebook pages. They have those information and all of the information that you need to know about our open houses. The first open house is preschool open house, and it's next week,
October 24th.
Well, there's August 17th is our preschool open house. So we have 3- and 4-year-olds, little itty bitties. They come, and we're so excited to have them back. And then we'll start with first grade and on up open houses, and you can get all that information off our website.
What Pam, what's your biggest concern?
Well, certainly, I think that we make sure that we take care of our staff and our students. We want to make sure that we, you know, wrap our arms around everyone and that we make sure that it's a clean, safe environment. And that
is
that
there an
really
area, though, that's going to be more difficult? Busing, lunches, little kids?
Well, we've done a lot of planning, and we bought the, you know, the spots that you put on the floor and arrows to create the directions. But I think, you know, the adjustment for some of our elementary kids of wearing masks, our 3 through 6 will wear masks just like the older kids all day. Our K-2 will wear masks sometimes. None of the kids have to wear masks at recess or during lunch. They're all going to be in cohorts. So if your child is in a particular classroom, Mrs. Smith's classroom, then that's where they're going to be with those kids all day. And so you don't have to worry about them mixing. We have strategies at recess, so the kids will not be mixing at recess. They'll be with their cohort. You know, so if somebody, God forbid that somebody actually gets sick, then we'll be able to narrow down. And the health department is working closely with all the schools in Jackson County to, they'll provide contact tracing and make sure that we keep our kids safe. And the cohort model is a real strong model as far as keeping kids safe. We have an option for parents to drop their kids off at the elementary level between 7:45 and 8:15. And what they'll do is the kids will go straight to their classroom, so they'll be right with their teacher. And then they'll do some various learning activities for that half an hour as kids come in, you know, just little by little. And our bus kids will come in, and their temperatures will be checked when they get on the bus. And so we want to make sure that our parents check their temperatures before they leave the house, but we will also, when they get on the bus, we will also check their temperatures as well.
How have your teachers been or handling this?
Really great. Certainly, you know, people are concerned. I think the whole nation is concerned. You know, these are our precious children and the teachers. Columbia has the best teachers in the county, certainly, in the state, I would say. We just have wonderful people, and we want to make sure
you're not
that
biased.
No, not at all, not at all. But they are wonderful people. I mean, I feel like they're, you know, part of my own family, and because we are a family at Columbia, and we want to make sure, you know, just like you would want to take care of your sister or brother or you know, son or daughter, we want to make sure that we take care of everybody, and that that we provide the best, the highest level of safety for all of our students and staff.
So you have the open houses coming up. How are they going to work any different? Or
yeah, we are doing some virtual open houses, and then some will be in person. So for our little ones, the kindergarten open house was earlier this week, but first grade open house will be August 24th, and it'll be from 4 to 6, and second grade then will be follow from 6 to 8. And the open houses, the pre-K is August 17th from 5 to 7, and three-year-olds get to come from 4 to 5. So all of those will be outdoor open houses. And at Columbia Elementary, we have a new playground area. And so we have a huge, huge playground with lots of cool things. And we're going to have, when those kids go to recess, they will be assigned a different area. So Monday, you might be in the brown thing. Tuesday, you're on the yellow thing. So there's a lot of different playground areas there. Third grade open house is going to be August 25th from 5 to 7. Same thing, outdoor event. But 4th, 5th, and 6th, we'll do a virtual open house just to keep the amount of people that are coming in with our children to a minimum. And then the high school is going to run an outdoor event on August 19th and 20th. And you can get all of that information. 7th grade will be 6 to 7, and 9th grade will be 7:30 to 8. But you can get, you know, it's hard to write it down when I talk fast. But building tours and all of that, as well as outdoor. And we're going to give everybody a Chromebook. And so they can check out a Chromebook. They'll sign up, paper, and we have a small rental fee. And our free and reduced lunch students will have a reduced rental fee. And we have a cap. So, you know, we know we have parents that have, you know, four or five children, and our cap is $80. So you won't pay more than $80. And all of the Chromebooks will have a little bag that'll help protect that Chromebook. So we're really excited about all of our face-to-face and our learn-at-home students. We're going to have a great fall at Columbia.
So you're going to have in-person, really, 5 days a week.
We will. Our K-6 will be 5 days a week. We're going to start out with this pilot at our 712 building, just to make sure that they have an opportunity to get, you know, one of the things that you always see as you get into 7th grade and on through 12th grade is the curriculum is much more difficult. And so, you know, the kids that fall a little bit behind, they need a little extra help. And not everybody can stay after school, you know, and if you're participating in sports or you have to ride the bus, you can't stay after school. And so we want to make sure that those kids get the extra help. So they're going to be able to come in on Wednesday and get extra help. And so, well, they'll come in virtually. So actually they'll make a virtual so they don't even have to get out of their pajamas. They can do that. But they'll do regular assignments. So the teachers will have flipped classroom model. So the kids will learn stuff at home and come in and get help. The learn at home students will have an opportunity on Wednesdays to really interact with their teachers, as well as through Google Classroom. And so we're really excited about this fall and the opportunities it gives our students. And for those homeschoolers that live in the area, we are excited that we can offer this to Jackson County. So you have K through 12, a really positive, terrific education that that our kids that have always come to Columbia have been able to get. And it's really a level above. And just we have terrific teachers, and they really have a nurturing heart and care about our students.
Pam, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Have
Appreciate
a great
it.
Day.
Pride of Lansing Everett High School, Pam Campbell.